高三英语高考练习八。
1. Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
One. Oh, look at all these people escaping the weather. I bet they don't get this many people in the furniture shop even on a sale day.
Look how wet it is out there now. I hope it stops soon.
Question.Why are there so many people in the shop? Two. Any tips on going for a job interview? I bought this new suit.
If they invite you to ask anything in the end, make sure you do. I'll send you a list by email.
Question. What are the speakers mainly talking about? Three.We really need to repair the house before we sell it. The walls need a fresh coat of paint, and we need to cut down that tree.
Yes, but first we need to replace that broken window.
Question. What should they do first, according to the woman? Four. Did you get the report I sent earlier?
I did, but I've been in meetings all morning.Please give me a quick summary and I'll look at it more closely once I have the chance.
Question. Why does the woman want a summary of the report? Five. Make sure to clean the needle before using it. If we get the samples dirty, we'll have to throw them out and start the experiment again.
Of course, that's literally the first thing teachers taught us at school.
Question. Where are the speakers? Six. I was told to wear the seatbelt when driving. I hate the way it rubs against my neck.
Yes, but it could save your life one day. And wear your helmet while you're on your bicycle too.
Question. What are the speakers mainly talking about?
7. I don't know what my favourite sport is. There are so many to choose from.
It might be hard for you because you play so many. I only play football, so it's an easy choice. I hope to play it in university one day.
Question. What is the main topic of the conversation? 8. Construction on the bridge has really slowed down the traffic.
I know.Since they started working, the time it takes me to get to work has doubled.
Question. What are the speakers talking about? 9. How did you like the concert? I found it really moving. The conductor almost burst into tears in the end.
I love classical music, but the conductor seemed a bit inexperienced.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
10. I'm going swimming. Do you want to come? It helps you to lose weight.
No, I can't swim outside now. Look at the sun. I can just stand outside and sweat. What a day.
Question. What does the woman mean? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation.And you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the questions you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
For years, Stanley Beach has been known as the dirtiest beach in the country. But that's about to be changed. Volunteers from a number of local high schools have set out to clean it up. As a matter of fact, they went on their first cleaning trip last Sunday, spending 4 hours picking up trash along the coast. In the end, they went away with 500 kilograms of plastic waste. Now their next trip has been scheduled for the coming Saturday. Meanwhile, they have also put out a call to invite more citizens to join their efforts. If you wish to help, please be at the Sea Cafe at 8 a.m. on Saturday. Over there, gloves and garbage bags will be provided. What all the volunteers need is your kind support. Several news stations will also be there to film the event. So please be prepared to see yourselves on TV soon. Please listen again. For years, Stanley Beach has been known as the dirtiest beach in the country. But that's about to be changed. Volunteers from a number of local high schools have set out to clean it up. As a matter of fact, they went on their first cleaning trip last Sunday, spending 4 hours picking up trash along the coast. In the end, they went away with 500 kilograms of plastic waste. Now their next trip has been scheduled for the coming Saturday. Meanwhile, they have also put out a call to invite more citizens to join their efforts. If you wish to help, please be at the Sea Cafe at 8 a.m. on Saturday. Over there, gloves and garbage bags will be provided. What all the volunteers need is your kind support. Several news stations will also be there to film the event. So please be prepared to see yourselves on TV soon. Questions 11. Who are the volunteers, probably? When will the volunteers have the next trip to the beach? 13. What is the purpose of the announcer?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Welcome to our business class. Today we will discuss if a consumer has to choose between two products of the same price, what factor determines the choice? They choose the one they think is of higher quality. Business analysts usually speak of two major factors of quality. One factor is reliability, and the other is what we call features. First of all, what's reliability? A product is reliable if it can maintain a reasonable amount of time without needing repairs. When people thought about product quality, they used to think mainly about reliability. Today it's different. But don't get me wrong, people do still care about reliability. It's just that manufacturing standards are now very high. Take cars, for example. Today's cars are all very reliable. So reliability is important, but it's not the deciding factor. Features are gaining more attention. The things a product has that aren't really necessary, but make it easier to use or make it cool. For example, new cars today are loaded with features like electric windows, sunroofs, and so on. When people are comparing products today, they look at features. You can check out our school website to find more resources about our business class. Please listen again. Welcome to our business class. Today we will discuss if a consumer has to choose between two products of the same price, what factor determines the choice? They choose the one they think is of higher quality. Business analysts usually speak of two major factors of quality. One factor is reliability, and the other is what we call features. First of all, what's reliability? A product is reliable if it can maintain a reasonable amount of time without needing repairs. When people thought about product quality, they used to think mainly about reliability. Today it's different. But don't get me wrong, people do still care about reliability. It's just that manufacturing standards are now very high. Take cars, for example. Today's cars are all very reliable. So reliability is important, but it's not the deciding factor. Features are gaining more attention. The things a product has that aren't really necessary, but make it easier to use or make it cool. For example, new cars today are loaded with features like electric windows, sunroofs, and so on. When people are comparing products today, they look at features. You can check out our school website to find more resources about our business class. Questions 14. What is the speaker? Fifteen. What do people think of reliability nowadays? 16. What does the speaker mainly talk about? 17-20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Mark. Can you give me some information about the meeting next month?
OK, I'll help if I can.
Well, firstly, according to the schedule, when am I presenting?
Your presentation is at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, 8th of September. Is that OK?
10 a.m. on Thursday would be better for me.
Fine, I'll change your time to Thursday.
Thanks. What about the hotel?
Everyone is staying in the manor.
I'll tell Rachel and Sam. They asked me this morning.
I'm going to post everybody an information paper with the meeting arrangement, probably at the end of next week. Please tell Rachel and Sam.
Okay, I'll let them know. In fact, we're meeting later today at 4 o'clock, so I can tell them then.
Right, so any plans for the rest of the morning?
Not really, I'm just going to finish a few reports and then it's lunch.
Sounds good. Thanks for your call. You can get further information by email.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Please listen again. Hi, Mark. Can you give me some information about the meeting next month?
Okay, I'll help if I can.
Well, firstly, according to the schedule, when am I presenting?
Your presentation is at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, 8th of September. Is that okay?
10 a.m. on Thursday would be better for me.
Fine, I'll change your time to Thursday.
Thanks. What about the hotel?
Everyone is staying in the manor.
I'll tell Rachel and Sam. They asked me this morning.
I'm going to post everybody an information paper with the meeting arrangement, probably at the end of next week. Please tell Rachel and Sam.
Okay, I'll let them know. In fact, we're meeting later today at 4 o'clock, so I can tell them then.
Right, so any plans for the rest of the morning?
Not really, I'm just going to finish a few reports and then it's lunch.
Sounds good. Thanks for your call. You can get further information by email.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Questions 17. When will the woman give a presentation?
18. What did Rachel and Sam ask about?
19. How will the man get everyone to know the meeting arrangement?
20. What do the speakers mainly talk about?